You're welcome back. You're with Morning Ireland. It's 13 minutes past seven. A bike shed for €336,000. Now, a security office about the size of a mobile home that cost €1.4 million. Ridiculous, said the Taoiseach. And there is the continuing alarm at the cost, overruns and delayed opening of the new National Children's Hospital. The latest high cost structure with its sweeping copper clad roof was revealed at the Oireachtas Finance Committee, overshadowing its interrogation of why the bike shed had cost so much money. The Taoiseach has said a fundamental review is needed of what happened and full transparency. The OPW chairman defended the price of the security office, which included significant underground ventilation, CCTV and other costs. But what's the fallout from high-cost projects for government? Micheál Lehane is our political correspondent and he joins me now. And Micheál, first we had the bike shed, now we have the security office, and all coming on the back of the cost and spending news around the National Children's Hospital. What's the likely fallout?
I think there will be a fallout. This is something that resonates with voters. As Richard Boyd Barrett said at the committee yesterday, some people look in at that and it does sum up their fears about how taxpayers' money is being spent. And that certainly is the feeling that was there in Leinster House last night when those revelations broke about the security hut, as politicians call it, or as being referred to as a security office. Now, I suppose there probably is some way to go on that particular issue, and it's likely that a full breakdown of the cost will go to the committee soon and there will be a further examination of it. But there is political alarm about it. The words of the Taoiseach describe it as ridiculous was a fairly swift judgment on it, and it comes on the back of the bike shed or the bike shelter, which Padraig Tobin yesterday described as a Gucci bike shelter. I suppose there was some political edge going into that meeting that really didn't progress in the end. That was around the suggestion from the OPW in its report that it's compiled on the bike shelter that it did offer an alternative back in 2020-2021, which would have been cheaper if that bike shed had gone in around the members' restaurant in the Dáil. It would have been an uncovered area, but it was rejected at the time on security grounds. Now, the Ceann Comhairle, speaking about this last night, said at no point were any figures discussed, or there was no indication back then that if the bike shelter was to move elsewhere around Leinster House that it would cost such an astronomical amount.
Mm. Won't they want to get in front of this one quickly and change the narrative? Because, you know, you're in a week where we had Taoiseach and Taoiseach in the United States at the United Nations. You have the announcement of the Taoiseach's meeting with Joe Biden in the coming weeks. And you have a budget coming up next week where all signs are that there may well be something for everyone.
Yes. And then you have these two things which are seen as lavish spending, and which the politicians themselves have now indicated that they see it as exactly that as well. And there is a clear awareness and a clear fear that this is an issue that travels way beyond the political bubble, that goes out there, that resonates with voters. And that, of course, strikes fear in politicians, particularly coming up to an election. What government have sought to do so far is to put clear water between themselves and the spending, even calling for things like reviews. And of course, they can do that for the moment because these particular high cost items didn't make their way all the way up to a ministerial desk for approval. But I think people will probably quite rightly ask the question, why not? Especially if you're talking of amounts in the order of 1.4 million. They are the rules as set down at the moment. But I think there will be political heat about the fact that it doesn't come across a minister's desk when it is such a huge amount.
And of course, Micheál, we are less than a week away now from the budget next Tuesday. We'll hear the alternative Sinn Féin budget a little later on. Are the I's dotted, the T's crossed? Is it ready to go?
Well, I suppose it is getting there. There is likely to be more talks today, I think, between the party leaders and the ministers for finance and public expenditure. The Fine Gael deputy leader and social protection minister, Heather Humphreys, speaking to Fine Gael colleagues last night, said the budget would, using that line, put more money back in people's pockets and there would be something for pensioners, carers, people with disabilities and working families. I suppose already the broad outline is there when the finance minister said that people would be €1,000 better off as a result of two things. One, the cost of living package, and then those tax changes as well, those changes to the USC and to the tax band. But I suppose the fine detail probably still maybe has some way to go. The exact energy credit, which has always been a key one, is it going to be somewhere in the order of €250?
And of course, just to business today, the ban due to come in next week on these XL bully dogs. Is it unlikely there'll be any significant pushback on this one?
I think it is going to get the green light today, and Minister Heather Humphreys again is the one who's going to sign that regulation. And there was a protest yesterday about this, calling for a delay in its implementation and an amnesty for some dogs as well. But the response from government has been that that isn't going to happen. The Sinn Féin TD, Chris Andrews, raising the possibility that if it is introduced now, that it could lead to hundreds of dogs having to be killed. But government seem intent on pressing ahead with this one, the second stage of it coming into effect next February, where all owners of these dogs will have to have a certificate of exemption.
Also, these increased housing grants for older people.
Yes, that is before the Cabinet today. They are in three parts, as the housing adaptation grant is going to rise to €40,000, the mobility aid grant going up to €8,000, and then there is the housing aid grant for older people rising to €10,700. Also, the means testing around that has been relaxed. One other item on the Cabinet agenda that has been flagged in advance is the plan to put more CCTV cameras within the north inner city in Dublin. The Taoiseach going to bring an update to Cabinet on the work of the task force that has been looking at this. So in areas where there are high social, antisocial behaviour, there will be more cameras going in. There's also going to be work towards providing financial aid to schools and clubs in the area to provide after-school activities for children.
Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Thank you. It's 20 minutes past seven.
Now, government spending or overspending was in the news pretty much throughout the day yesterday, as the Children's Hospital Development Board and also the Office of Public Works were quizzed about various overspending projects. The OPW were called in following the uproar over the Leinster House bike shelter that cost €336,000. But during yesterday's Finance Committee hearing, it emerged that the OPW had built what was called a beautiful security office on the campus, and it is very beautiful indeed, but it cost more than €1.4 million. Dr. Paul Davis lectures in public procurement at DCU. Now, €1.4 million does sound a lot for this security office, all right. But we were told yesterday there were reasons for this, because there was a lot of complicated cabling. There were security issues that had to be taken into advice. There's underground stuff. So there's a lot invisible that added to that cost. Do you buy that? Or does that make sense to you?
It makes sense, but why was that not in the business case in the very start? So if suddenly it's a surprise to everybody that it's costing X amount of money, why don't we have this in the very start of it and say, well, actually, this is what it's going to cost? What seems to be evident is that the business cases that are put together at the very start don't relate to the actual spend that we end up with. So there's always extensions. So you have the, as we said, the bicycle shed, which they've even said themselves was a benchmark between 50 and 60,000, mm-hmm. ends up at a spend of greater than 330. We aren't too sure where the security hood started with, but it's ended up at least, and I think he said it's not finished yet, at 1.4 million. And we have our largest, biggest project that started off at 650 million and is still increasing in price. So there's something wrong with the way that both we're doing the business cases, but there's also something seriously wrong in the way that we're actually project managing it.
And I mean, when it comes to the Leinster House grounds, one of the difficulties is, of course, that there's the OPW, then there's the commission, the Oireachtas Commission. So is it always clear to you, and listening to yesterday, who's in charge?
Well, you see, there's a customer. So we have the Oireachtas Commission, which is the customer, which says, I want this. And then there is the actor, which is the OPW, to go and put this in place. And the OPW runs many of the government sites, so they are responsible for doing it. So ultimately, it's the OPW that takes responsibility. But if they haven't clearly got instructions or defined very clearly where it is and what they're doing, then it will keep growing. And the story yesterday was it kept moving from location to location because people were unsure as to what was going to be and the impact.
And a security vice and so on was taken. Other options were ruled out and different locations
and so
chosen.
So before you even get to tender, your business case is already developing. But what's worse is that if they went to tender and some of these discussions are then happening after tender, well, then your price is just going to keep increasing in terms of what you pay at the end.
That would appear to be the lesson we're learning about the Children's Hospital.
Completely.
But let's come back to the OPW and the Leinster House campus now. Again, it emerged yesterday that one person could sign off on spending up to 500,000. So there's now a new limit of 200,000. So this couldn't happen again. Is that reassuring?
No. All that is somebody signing off on the business case. That's not somebody taking responsibility to manage it when the tender comes in and manage the supplier. So I sign off on a business case. Two people now sign off and say, yeah, we're happy enough that it's only going to be 200,000. And then we hand it over to a project manager who turns around and says, well, I'm sorry, but you know, this may actually cost us 500,000 now that we're in the middle of build. And I gave an explanation to somebody. I said, it's like building a railway. You get to the second last station and you suddenly realise, well, I can't stop. And I think the question was asked yesterday, could you have stopped it? Well, once you start one of these projects, you're going to go to the finish, and therefore the money is just going to keep being spent.
Again, we heard from the OPW yesterday that they're reviewing their project management and business management systems, and that's all going to be beefed up. What would you recommend?
Skill sets of project management. We don't seem to have them, certainly in the OPW and certainly in public sector. There seems to be something missing from our infrastructural projects. They were there before, and there's no doubt they were there before. We've had a great roads building programme, and that's been demonstrated that we can actually do this with good projects. But certainly the OPW and certainly in terms of the National Children's Hospital, you are looking at a lack of project management skills. And that's been evident since about 2019 when people said, we have a problem here. So this is an ongoing problem. There is definitely no responsibility being taken for those skill sets.
One thing that struck you as well is the OPW, they're bringing in an external advisor to look at all of this. They were asked at committee why they wouldn't go to the Controller and Auditor General, who is the state body that can conduct audits.
Yeah, I find it amusing that we're actually going to go out to tender for another body to come in and review the tender and the actual process that took place. So we're going to actually end up spending more money in order to review something that we know we've already overspent on. Yet we have resources, and in many ways the CNAG are an excellent resource internally to be able to do this, but instead we're going to go externally and spend the money.
All right, and there will be more hearings, we're told, on this
many.
In the months to come, although, of course, a lot of that will depend on how long this thaw has to run as well. Dr. Paul Davis, lecturer in public procurement at Dublin City University, thank you for coming in to us.